I'm Derek.
And I'm Noah, and you're listening to A Bite-O,
where we take our current favorite pop culture obsession and enjoy it one nibble at a time.
That's one.
Oh, I thought you were giving me some hand gestures. I was like, I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
No, I was one nibble.
Oh.
If we had like, yeah, we have cheers now. One nibble at a time.
Time.
Okay. We made it.
We did it.
We made it to the end of Secret Invasion. The invasion has come and went.
It's well, the end of the invasion as we know it.
Is it?
You know, I don't know, because the way that this leaves off, I don't know how it leaves off this way without involving everyone in the world.
Yeah, we have a lot of thoughts about the series as a whole, the six episode event series, whatever you want to call it, and the season finale, because a lot happened and there's a lot to talk about. Before we get into it, I didn't do this last time. I'm going to do it now. But I also wanted to remind people the SAG and writer strike still currently happening. So we know about it. We want you guys to know about it. If you go down in the show notes, you'll see a link directly to SAG. You'll see links to donate. We love the work that these people do, and they deserve to get paid fairly. So do that. The greedy ghouls are assholes.
The greedy ghouls are ghouling greedily.
Yeah, and it's not great. So we're going to continue to follow that, and we will go the best way we know as creators to go with what they advise. And right now, they're just saying no struck work with SAG members, but we don't get paid by the studios. And we're just going to, until they tell us to not watch the stuff, we're going to keep watching it.
Yes, until we have to strike against all the streaming services, we are going to do our best to fulfill our duty to support these folks in the only way that we can.
Oh, yeah. Which is this.
Yes, exactly.
So down in the show notes, you will find all that information. Last but certainly not least, follow, subscribe, do all that great stuff. Leave a little review. You don't even have to say anything. Just give stars. Throw stars our way.
Yeah.
We like that.
Even though the skies are, I don't know the words. Even though the stars are fun. That's not the word either.
What are you trying to
Paris
say?
Paris Hilton. Even though the guys are crazy. Even though the stars are blind. If I show you good love, baby, I'll show you. That was a hit of the summer of 2000 and something. Yeah.
No.
I kind of love that song. I think that was when Lindsay Lohan was also doing music.
I like how you're like, I love that song, but I don't know the lyrics.
It's one of those songs that if you put the song on, I'm like, oh, I know all the lyrics. But if you ask me the lyrics now, I'm like, stars are blind. That's the title of the song.
I don't even know what that means. I don't think she knows what that meant.
I think they handed her a piece of paper and she said, okay.
All right. So give us the rundown of the last episode. So we could talk about this episode.
All right. So Secret Invasion episode 5 was called Harvest. Fury whispers in the unconscious president's ear about Rhodey being a Skrull, but he doesn't respond because he's unconscious. Rhodey releases the footage of Faux Fury shooting Maria Hill, special guest star Kobe Smulders.
Stop.
Making Fury a wanted man. Gravix Skrulls try to revolt, but he staves them off.
Yeah. So,
that's true. That's true.
Your word choices are gold. You make the sentences like hard to say, and I love it.
I make them hard to say because it's like fucking poetry. The lead Skrull calls Fury and tells him to deliver the harvest, a cocktail of Avenger DNA he aided him in collecting. Fury makes his way to Sonya, and the pair drive to a graveyard where a breath-activated tombstone reveals a vial of supergenes. Fury has a suit-up montage and heads out for his final fight.
Hey. All right. Secrets, spoilers ahead for the entire series and the finale of Secret Invasion.
Let us officially take a bite of Secret Invasion, Episode 6, Home.
Home. I thought, you know, there's a couple like H's and B starting words for these episodes. I would have liked to them just to like every single one.
Home.
Start with an H.
Harvest, Resurrection, Betrayal. Beloved.
See?
Oh, there's only one more and I'm missing it. Oh, for fart's sake.
Great. Put us on blast. Why don't you, Derek? For not knowing the episode
titles.
Oh,
no. All right. I'll have to figure it out later.
Anyway. What coming out of the season finale, what is your instant reactions and thoughts? Not for the series as a whole, but for this episode.
I like this episode.
I'm not judging.
This, go ahead. Look, this episode gave us some action, which is what we've sort of been asking for this entire series. Mm. Everyone's going, it's boring. All they do is talk. Nothing happens. Well, then guess what we got? We got lots of action. Action in a hospital. Action in Russia. Action with nukes. Action by a spaceship. Action, yes. Action. We want action. We got it.
Yeah.
What do you think by that face?
You know, I mean, what was one of the one things that I said I hope they don't do in the finale? Big CGI fight. That's what I hoped they didn't do. Mostly because I was really hoping this series was going to fulfill its promise with being espionage, paranoia, chaos. While I think it's fine, the fight, this episode was so short that it took up a big chunk of it and left a lot of the breathing room to kind of just be, okay, so all of this happened. So I almost sat through most of the episode being like, okay. Yeah. Like, knew this was going to happen. I mean, you, right off the bat, you're like, that's Gaia. Without even knowing anything. And also, I didn't know it was Gaia until closer to when they were talking a little bit. And then I was like, oh, okay. Like, so Fury didn't even face the foe in the end. It was Gaia, which is fine. But like...
But okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, two steps back. Noah watched the episode earlier than I did today. Yes. And then we watched it again together. So I saw it for the first time. And as soon as Fury walked into that graphic moment where he's like coughing because of the radiation, I literally said, that's Gaia. And Noah was like, you looked at spoilers. And I was like, I actually didn't, because Fury isn't that stupid.
Yeah. I mean, fair.
He's to like not. Be shaking with pills and dropping them. Like, that was foolish. Like, we all knew it was Gaia.
Right.
But the thing is like, I don't know, because we knew that he couldn't do anything without his super friends.
But we didn't. So I think that's where. So, right. OK, this is about Skrulls getting powers. It didn't have to be about that. I mean, the comic is about that, but they didn't set the show up that way. It almost felt like kind of midway through it more turned into that. And granted, there was like World War III looming and all of that. I just felt like as the episodes went on, it almost lost its identity with what it was supposed to be.
Sure. I think that they shouldn't have even set out to do it in not the whole show, but they shouldn't have tried for this espionage thing when we are living in the world of superheroes. This is the MCU. This is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But looking for the heroes.
But they can do it. I mean, there are espionage heroes, right? So even if it's like, oh, they shouldn't have done it, they did. And it was like, I don't feel like they really stuck the landing as a whole for the series. So let's talk about the series as a whole. Like, how did this really round it out a bit? I mean, it set things up for the future, which we know most of these MCU things are going to do, right? It just kind of felt like Fury came, made things worse, and then was like, bye. It was like, okay.
I do agree thanks. That it was a weird turn that still at the end of this series, we do not have a safe place for the Skrulls to be. In fact, there is now war being waged on them.
Yeah.
And that's, I think sometimes when there is no point to a series in a way, that hurts.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's funny because it's almost like the overall point was to like bring Skrulls where they are and to let everybody know Skrulls are there. Okay. So this should have been called something else almost. Or my biggest thing is this should have been like a whole phase. Mm. Secret Invasion could have been a whole phase or a set of movies leading into it, because this, the concept of it and the idea of it is so large. And then when you try to really shrink it down and to be like, oh, this is focusing on Nick Fury and it's going to be espionage and a thriller, and it doesn't even really follow through with some of that, it kind of leaves it like, okay, well, so where does this leave us now? Because superpowered Gaia is still on Earth and going to work with another Earth agency. So, I mean, Fury is getting Vara's help to do like peace talks, but I don't even know what that means. It is interesting. It left us in a very interesting place.
I do like your point of saying this could have been an entire phase or a saga, however they're talking about them now. Because, you know, at the end, well, midway through this episode, two Skrulls get everyone's powers.
Yeah.
And that's something that could have gone on for a little while. I mean, it could have been like, oh no, they have everyone's powers. How are we going to defeat them?
Mm.
And it turned into a 10-minute fight. The fight I enjoyed, the fight that something I had been sort of looking forward to, but I do agree that they could have done way more.
Yeah. This series was beautiful to look at. I mean, I think there's some questionable, you know, shots, especially with the big fight. It's like, oh, that didn't look the best. It doesn't really bother me. I mean, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's fake. Like, she doesn't really have Drax's arm. It's fine. I'm not going to be a stickler for that. But I think ultimately, with most of the shots and the quiet shots, look great. This show looks amazing. I just feel like, imagine, so we got two Skrulls that got powers from Thanos to Mantis to Cole Obsidian to Bucky and Steve Rogers, which I think is hilarious because it's the same power. It's almost like, what did they get from Bucky? Depression and anxiety?
Exactly, darkness. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So I thought that was funny. But imagine having kind of like an invasion event where you have like thousands of Skrulls coming and invading, looking like our heroes, also having their powers or multiple sets of powers. Like, you know, somebody has Ebony Maw and Captain Marvel's powers or whatever. I mean, just imagine that on like a big scale, like an Avengers scale movie. And that could have been amazing. I'm not saying we won't get that, but we've kind of already just got a little taste of it. It would seem like the same thing again.
And okay, not to be the, I don't know, how is this possible guy when we're literally talking about Skrulls and superpowers, but I don't understand how and why hundreds of heroes and villains' DNA is thrown into one liquid in one vial. How did they get it? When did they get it?
Well, they told us when and how.
Repeat for me, please.
That was one of... So Fury had a team.
Oh, right. I understand that. Graphic... But like, when Thanos was snapping...
No, after the battle, after the big battle, they went to clean up.
Oh.
And that's where they got all the DNA. It was just
It's like the Sunshine Cleaning Crew.
Yeah. So they just went in and cleaned up, and Gravik was like the lead of that team. So like, I don't really know how it works, like how they can just piece together all whose DNA is what so quickly.
I got blood over here.
Yeah.
Whose is this?
This was definitely Drax, guys. Yeah. This was Drax.
This is one of Mantis's little antennae. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fight, it was so cool. I think the concept of it is really cool. I don't think they needed to be so like heavy-handed with the imagery of like, this arm is changing into this, so this is where this power is, and so is this one. And my point to that is when it was Ebony Maw, who is the telekinetic that fought, you know, Iron Man and Doctor Strange and all of that, it turned into some creepy withered arm. And then it also had rings on it. So, like, I don't understand how the rings are a part of the DNA.
Mama, she's that bitch.
No, like, it's like a little silly. It's almost like too much hand-holdy to me for, like, showing, like, this is this person's power. This is this person's power. It kind of almost would have been cool to try to guess whose power is what.
I didn't mind that. I liked that their body parts turned into those people, like the Hulk leg with the shorts and whatever. But I, in my mind, I'm going, no, you got to train. You just don't immediately know how to use all of these powers.
Like how?
Who saw the list? They all saw the list. Oh, I know whose I have.
Like, how did Gaia know to like use Mantis's powers like that? Like she said sleep. And I'm like
you weren't. She watched the movies.
You weren't there on Titan when they fought. It's a little, but that's what I meant by like the heavy handedness. It was almost like, you guys remember these people? It's like, yeah, we, that's why we're watching this. We know who these people are. Like, it was just a little too much. And I know that might be a little nitpicky, but This episode was so short. We have to talk about these small little details, right? So like that aside, I think the fight was cool. And it made me like excited for Clark to come at some point.
Good old Clark.
Imagine him having the Fantastic Four powers. Like we got just a tiny itty bitty taste of that. That was my favorite part of that thing. I was thinking of the future. I'm like, oh, Fantastic Four. But this would be great.
Okay, so here's the question, though, is that since we've seen these, like, these aren't even Super Skrulls anymore. These are, like, Mega Skrulls, right? Is it going to diminish the payoff of Clark getting the Fantastic Four's powers because we've already seen it?
No, I don't think a point of him isn't, like, getting the powers. The point of him is him being a villain and, like, his own personality and driving force behind, you know, fighting the Fantastic Four. So I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that we should see a bunch of Skrulls with all of these powers because then it will just kind of look the same. I think going forward, if we're going to have Super Skrulls, it needs to like, okay, this person is going to have like 1 to 2 powers. This person's maybe going to have 5, but ones that don't look flashy. You know,
you get a Hulk leg and a Drax arm. Those are your 2.
And then depression from Winter Soldier.
So sad. But look at my leg.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Why didn't she step on his head?
The whole thing with, I'm not understanding how he died. Like, I get physically how it happened. But
doesn't he have ultra healing?
That's what I'm saying.
Hello. So,
from extremists, he healed from everything else, getting stabbed in the heart, getting sliced up. So I'm curious on why healing didn't happen. And I don't believe that he's dead. And I hope he's not dead. Because to have one singular Super Skrull like this, I mean, they're almost unstoppable. Because Carol Danvers stood up to Thanos by herself. And if you have one person that has Thanos and Captain Marvel and the Hulk and Abomination, I don't know why you need both of them. But why not? I mean, like, unstoppable. Just send her in every single time.
She feels dangerous to me.
She is dangerous, right.
Now, and especially her pairing up with Sonya at the end. I mean, we like Sonya. Sonya seems to be fighting for the same things that Fury is fighting for. But it also feels like she always has a little bit of an ulterior motive. And right. It is self-serving.
Right. She is hard to pin down. I'm curious to see what this means for Sonya and Gaia. I'm not exactly clear, like, what her plan is. Like, where could this lead? There is a team in the comics called MI-13, and they essentially, you know, there's, like, MI-6 and all this stuff, and they do, like, abroad stuff, or they do, like, homeland stuff. MI-13 was made, and it's usually headed by Captain Britain, where they do, like, paranormal, extraterrestrial, that kind of thing. And it's ran by the British Intelligence Agency. So it's kind of like, okay, maybe she's setting up for that. But what does that look like for the MCU to have, like, MI-13 to be set up? Thunderbolts are going to be set up. You have all these, like, interesting factions going on. I'm curious. Or is it just going to lead into Thunderbolts?
That's an option. But I wonder if eventually with the MCU, it has to be treated like Marvel in general, where there are just these different groups that exist, They don't necessarily affect each other, and they don't intertwine, and that's just, it is what it is.
Mm.
So, you know, it is interesting that I think that there is still this main branch of the MCU. It seems to be following Fury at this point. We're going to see the Marvels soon. Loki 2's coming back, but now there are these other things that are coming off of it, and they might just exist on their own.
We do have, I mean, you know, with the strikes and everything happening, anything can change, right? Stuff could get pushed. We might not see an Avengers movie for a long time at this point. And it's going to be interesting to see how, maybe they're not going to involve all of them, but interesting how they're going to get, like, the Avengers team together. You know, what would that look like? Like, Shang-Chi, I would assume, Kamala Khan, the Marvels, essentially. And then, you know, kind of who else? Captain America,
White Vision,
Hawkeye, maybe, you know. So it's going to be interesting how they're going to try to merge all of these together, because I think we're in the territory now where there's a lot. Like, a lot was kind of just thrown, and then now we have to see how it comes together. I'm excited, but I'm a little like,
Yeah, there's a little part of me, and maybe shame on me for thinking this, that feels like just because you can doesn't mean you should. And so, it's, where does Secret Invasion leave us
everywhere.
Right. There was no closure. Yeah. I don't know. The response to Secret Invasion hasn't been that great.
It's been very mixed.
I'd be interested to see if we get a season two, which feels sort of doubtful at this point.
It makes it confusing when you have Mr. Kevin Feige and some other people saying, like, this is a 6-episode event, meaning this is it. Mm. Like, it's only 6 episodes. That's it. It's going to lead into other stuff. Fine. But when it's like season finale, okay, what does that mean? Like, is there a second season? And then sometimes they'll do like series finale. So it's very, I don't think they're really too sure on like, maybe we'll do a second season if it does well, maybe we won't. There very well could be a second season. And if there is, I'll watch it. I enjoyed this series. I enjoyed most of them, but I feel like it's kind of feeling like they're running into almost the same problems where towards the end with these 6 episodes, for some reason, 30-minute episodes, it's just not enough. Like just a little more breathing room, like 8 episodes, I think would be great. And it still could be 30. But we're getting a whole nother hour of content. Yeah.
I mean, I actually love these 30-minute run times personally, especially in a series like this when there wasn't much action happening. It was a lot of talking and sitting and thinking and, you know, drinking. There was tea.
Not enough.
There was whiskey.
Not enough.
So I don't mind that. But where else could this have gone? What would 2 more episodes have done for us?
Well, I think not rush to the finale, right? Because when this episode starts, it starts. It's really the hospital and the
fight.
The fight. That's really the big parts of this. So kind of them getting to those things, planning it out or whatever. I mean, it could have breathed just a little more. Like we could have gotten some resolution with Fury and Gravik. Because that's the one thing that I'm kind of disappointed with. It's like Fury did this thing to these people and Gravik took it very personally. And then Nick is like, Gaia, you go deal with him. And it's like, well, okay, I guess.
If he would have gone there, he would have died.
No, but I'm not saying put him in that situation. If we had another episode having them, you know what I mean? Maybe after that, like he didn't have to die. I mean, there's a million ways you could have written it. I'm just saying like, I'm disappointed that I didn't get something. So like, right, expectation check. Like I should come down a little bit. But that's just one of the things that I was really hoping for. And I had said it in the past episodes. I was like, well, I hope this happens. Like as long as they wrap up Gravik and Fury nicely, I'll be happy. They can do whatever. They didn't do that. So I'm kind of like, at least Vera and Nick Fury kind of seemed to be kindling a new romance.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We had been speculating a couple of times whether she loved him for real or not. Actually, we should have been questioning Mr. Nicholas Fury.
We should have, right.
Because she's like, you're the one that keeps leaving. You're the one who keeps pulling these shenanigans, and I'm the one left here loving you and missing you.
Right.
So do you really love me, or do you just love who I present to be?
I was like,
Noah?
I was like, yes, I do.
Does this ring mean nothing?
Yeah, no, I liked their conversation. I mean, anytime they were on the screen together, amazing.
She always spoke in poetry,
She did. And like, just she was just so like, I think that's the like beautiful way to say it, right? It's just she always had a meaning on why she was always speaking. Like,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't just like talking just to talk.
Vera's lines were never wasted.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's where I was trying to get. Yeah, bridge the gap.
We're working together.
It was great. I mean, I think in the end that she was able to feel beloved in her own skin and her home is wherever she's going to make it, but she still has work to do on Earth, which I'm not sure what that is. I mean, we know that there's like she had some stuff going on at home, like vials and plants. And there was a book that said unlocking the superhuman gene, I believe. So could it be going to X-Men in some way?
Possibly. I mean, maybe it's even something where she feels a connection to the Skrulls who are on Earth because she has been a refugee for so long.
Right.
So to just up and leave them doesn't sit well with her. So could maybe part of it is that she wants to come back because now they are seen as they're a true enemy of the world, as declared by Ritson.
I was like, Ritson.
Ritz crackers?
Yes, Ritson.
Ritson. So now she has to be there to, you know, help them, maybe even go into hiding again.
Yeah. I mean, the whole hospital scene I felt was cool. Like that, you know, that you said that there wasn't like a lot of action, right? But if we think about movies like James Bond or, you know, Mission Impossible, or even some of the more quieter espionage stuff, like that's kind of the action that we get, right? It's high stakes. There's tension. There's like guns pointing at people, like who's going to shoot first. It's like trying to sneak and get ahead of the other people. That's kind of the action that you expect from something like this.
Or a car chase.
There's
always a car chase.
I love a car. Or in James Bond earlier days, it's like
boats.
Car.
Oh, yeah.
Airplane.
Submarines.
Yeah.
A lot. Remember the submarine?
Any type of vehicle
exactly
is going to be used.
an engine chase of some sort.
Yeah. But so we got that. So it was kind of cool to see that. And I did really like the editing where it showed back and forth, where like Gravik and Gaia/Fury were talking, and then it showed the hospital stuff.
Gaia Fury. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Triple D. We're going to Skrull Town, baby.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes.
I don't like him, but that's funny.
Someone please make a Gaia Fury meme right now.
He's saying Guy Fury, by the way.
Yeah. Guy Fieri.
Why do I feel like we've talked about him?
Well, we always talk about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
In the early days.
I feel like we talked about my dad watching Diners,
Drive-Ins. We always knew it was Friday because your dad would have Triple D.
Triple D.
Yeah, and you would hear it. You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Flavortown.
But so like I liked the editing in that because I thought that was cool. There was a really cool showing back and forth, having the overlay with the voice. Loved it. Rhodey/Rava, whatever, you know, honey.
Mama.
You're up here.
She was losing it.
You need to be more inconspicuous.
She looked at that lady and she said, you stupid fucking bitch.
No, she said, did you take stupid pills with your breakfast?
That is like really a bad read, though, actually.
Well, I mean,
she was like, girl, with all them medals, I thought you'd be precious. That was good.
What was that from?
I just made that up.
Oh, I was trying to like pinpoint.
I was being a drag queen reading her.
The but instead,
you're
open.
Just fool's gold.
The library's open.
The library is officially open. Rhodey was serving, and the president was like, good?
Yeah, I think he was hammed up a little too much, but
he was like, Gravik's going to yell at me.
Yeah.
You guys got to do this.
He wants the bomb to go now.
I don't know. I feel like maybe nuclear war should be, you know, maybe thought about a little more. Maybe.
Why?
Consult some more people.
Just press the button.
He's like, just text them.
Yeah.
Just text your friend. They have the manila envelope. It's all good.
Somewhere in Nevada or something
like
that.
Yeah, so there's sand.
Yeah. I mean, I think the hospital scene was fun. It was interesting to see the reveal of Gaia and Fury, what place they were actually in, even though I don't agree that he should have just sent Gaia to do it. He's again enlisting Skrull's help to do his dirty work.
But this is what he do. He'd never do the action. He always...
That's why I just said he again listed.
Exactly. That's Fury for you.
But I wanted some growth, right? This is supposed to be about Fury in some way. And
he changed his hat.
Okay. You know what? I don't appreciate you siding with Fury for some reason, and I don't know why.
He changed his hat.
It's not enough. Not enough at all. But I feel like he should have owned up to some of his mistakes just a little bit, not being like, hey, wife, let's go and like go back up to space and do these peace talks while literally everybody's getting hunted down and killed.
Can't he like do an Instagram live and be like, hey, guys, listen, I'm sorry about all this. I don't know what's going on with the president. Please, you know, don't freak out. Nope. He's like, gotta go.
Oh, my God. The speech that Ritson does. Pretty much saying all extraterrestrials, non-human beings are enemies and they'll be hunted down. He pretty much did like a dog whistle to groups of people that are like xenophobic and that will carry out these things. It's a little alarming because like we've seen stuff like this in real life. So it's not too far from the truth. I think the extremeness of it, of going into a new studio and just killing people, that's a little extreme, but it worked for the series. That short little bit, the end of this episode in the finale, had more paranoia and chaos than the entire show. And that's what I was hoping we would get. So that, like, having that made me a little, oh, so you, it could have been that type of thing, but it wasn't. Like, that scared me.
I do, this feels like it would fit perfectly with an X-Men narrative.
Well, I think that's what they're setting up.
Right,
in some way. This is like, this is how they're going to act to non-humans or mutants.
Exactly.
It's not good. We know that they're going to act this way, right? That's kind of the mutants thing. For us to be like 10 years into the MCU, it's like, oh, now we're going to get bigots.
Yay, just what we were hoping for. It doesn't love mirror it. Our society at all.
But it is terrifying. And I wonder if the line that Fury said about, he's like, that's real like one term president stuff. I'm like, one, is it? Because scary and people will vote for that. And two, is that like kind of our explanation of why Harrison Ford I knew it. Becomes the president? Or like, what happens? Does he get killed at some point?
I thought he was going to get killed right at the end of this episode. Is there a chance that Ritson is some other alien race?
Nah, whatever.
He seemed so ominous in those last moments. That
he changed real quick.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was just always who he was, and now he has an excuse to really be the awful human that he is. But it was a very quick change. But also, I don't know if that's just the writing. So it could be any of them. But we do know there's already other alien races or different types of races there. Look at She-Hulk. I mean, the judge was somebody that could shapeshift. Or no, not the judge. Or was it the judge? Somebody on the stand, right? There was somebody that could shapeshift. It was like a little elf.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. She was the defendant. Yeah. Remember, because she ripped off. She was Megan Thee Stallion.
That's right. That's right. Yes, she was.
Gave us one of the best scenes of the MCU, twerking with She-Hulk.
Speaking of She-Hulk, you know, they really kind of like put it out there that like, when her finale was happening and just like a bunch of fighting and like stuff that didn't really feel like the show was happening and she stopped it, I thought we were like saying like, yeah, we understand that all we do is like kind of like fighting to like resolve conflicts and we're not going to do that anymore. And then we...
Okay, but no, you got 5 episodes of no fighting and then 1 episode of fighting.
But that's the tone of the show. Like, I don't think every single thing, this is just coming from somebody that does. I mean, I can like pull out like 3 comics that like don't have fighting like that, but like have the heroes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm here for like different types of shows, right? I'm here for different types of media. That's all I'll say with it. I feel like I'm harping on it too much. I don't want to.
You've said your piece. You know what? This is a conversation. It is not a debate. And I appreciate you sharing your passion about chill comics.
Anyway, it's fine. But let's talk ultimately about the series, right?
So yeah. Like,
how did it work for you as a series as a whole?
I mean, okay. I feel like I had stronger feelings of avoidance towards Falcon and Winter Soldier and a little bit of Moon Knight. This, I was like, yeah, I'll watch this episode. Okay. It's so middle of the road that I don't feel strongly in either direction.
I think, yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed every single show, right? There's some enjoyment with it. If it like really speaks to you or it's something that you really like, I think that depends on the level that you're invested, like you're saying. I think they're all enjoyable. They're all fine shows. This one, enjoyed it. Dissatisfied with how it wrapped up. Because ultimately, I feel like, yes, we're going to get more. There's going to be more of the story. We saw that whole room of all of those people still with their memories being whatever. There's tons more that's going to be told. Most of the shows do this. It sets it up for whatever. I'm just kind of like, oh, it could have been a whole arc. It could have been like four movies or whatever, tying, like ending with Secret Invasion, the big battle, right? And you could have had these smaller movies that were like just espionage, you know, cosmic stuff chasing people down. So you could have spread it out a little more. I think ultimately I was dissatisfied with the ending, but enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I think it was a choice.
I feel like I'm doing this a lot.
Because there's video now.
Yeah.
It's like you can gesticulate. I think it was a choice to take something that was like years in the making in the comics, right? It like, well, there were like bits throughout all different comics and all different stories that, you know,
it took a while for the story. Yeah.
That they were like, oh, it's just this like 6-episode thing that barely involves anyone and kind of leaves us in a place that we don't even know. Nothing was of the Secret Invasion. Nothing was solved.
Well, everybody knows.
Maybe Gravik died. Yeah, you're right. It's not. It's a no longer Secret Invasion.
Everybody knows now. Yeah. Like what? That's why I'm saying it's like Fury kind of came, made it worse, and then was like, okay, we'll have peace talks. So I'm going to be up there. Yeah.
He came. He saw. He ruined it. He left. Yeah.
And like, I'm just trying to like. You were talking about how Fury's not stupid. I want to know why he gave him the actual harvest. I think ultimately it was to give Gaia those powers. He could have given it to her after Gravik was disposed of or defeated in some way. I think it's insane to have done that. Like, here, go take this. Hopefully you can stop him. If not, we're fucked. So... It's like you literally put two very equal players on there. That's really risky.
Very risky. I mean, is there something to be said of his guilt of basically leading both of her parents to their deaths?
No, I'm talking about giving it to Gravik.
Oh.
Like, I feel like, yeah, she's trustworthy, obviously. She's proved that. I mean, I don't know if she was trustworthy to the extent of she just wanted to kill the person that killed her father. And then after that, she's like, done.
Because don't forget, a couple episodes ago there was that conversation between her and her father, and she's like, well, we just do things differently,
right?
So now that she has these powers,
she can do things differently.
She can do things very differently,
right? So I think putting that in the hands of somebody like Gravik, which we've seen has been ruthless from the very beginning, I feel like that was risky, and it was all just to kind of serve her getting powers. Fine, she's badass. Emilia Clarke is amazing. I mean, but can we talk about Benadir? He killed it.
My favorite Ken?
Yeah. From Barbie? Yeah.
Yeah.
he really killed it this season. Acting amazing. The scene where he like grabs Gaia Fury's face and is just like yelling in it and he's just like sweating. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Go on. Keep going.
He got into it.
Yeah. Great. I mean, I think the cast is amazing in this, right? I don't think there was any weak character. At all.
No, the cast was incredibly strong.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was really happy to, and we got to see Gravik's reasoning, right? Of saying, you made me kill these people. Every time I killed someone, it destroyed a little piece of me. And
a little piece of my heart. That's what he said. A little piece of my heart was gone.
And now he's heartless.
And he wears the face of the person he killed.
The first person he killed.
He's crazy.
He said, this guy's kind of cute. I like him. I'm going to steal his face. Yeah.
So ultimately, fine. I think the series is fine, right?
F-I-N-E.
I thought you were giving me an F. I was like, this did not expect.
No. I was spelling fine.
Okay. The last thing that we got to talk about before we like wrap it up is Rhodey. Being found. Also, Everett Rust right next to him. Very cute.
He said, hey, what's up, Rhodes? He said, how you doing, bruv?
What? I think you just think they have these accents.
I know he didn't sound like that. I'm just kidding.
I was like,
He said, Rhodey in it.
There is so much discourse about this.
Oh, tell me.
Well, so the hospital gown he was wearing, the last time we saw him wear that which it looks like all of these people are wearing what they were wearing when they were abducted, right? Why change their clothes? That's weird. Was in Civil War. So that was back in 2016. This is prior to Endgame, Infinity War, Tony dying, everything. That's when Civil War happened.
That's too far.
That's too far. But why would he have a hospital gown on? I think it would be interesting if they did do that, because Armor Wars having that as a backdrop, him learning everything and him having to deal with that, would be some compelling storytelling. I think they could do that. But when you kind of zoom out a little bit, he was present at Tony Stark's funeral. Kind of weird, especially if it was Rava. Also, the conversations he had in Falcon and Winter Soldier, especially with Sam Wilson, about being a person of color and how you need to be. And then also Rava, we know, had the conversation of that same type of thing with Nick Fury in the restaurant. I'm like, you're pushing it with your conversations. I don't want it to take away from some of that.
Yeah. I mean, but it's taking a step away from those things. I mean, we could say that's how deep he was in this espionage, in this cover. Or we didn't know he had an emergency appendectomy.
Well,
after
right.
all
that. I think because, you know, he has lost the abilities of his legs because of Civil War. That's where he got the accident, and that's why he was in the hospital gown. I feel like he could have been at a doctor's appointment or something, and then they snatched him there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible.
And it almost felt to me something like he was, well, you know, he was in this mind thing for so long that his muscles atrophied that he could barely.
Well, no, I think he did get that accident. Like he for sure.
But I'm just saying in this moment right now, because he could sort of move, like he wasn't being fully carried by these people.
No, but he it looked like he tried to like start walking. Mm. So like he either doesn't know. That's what I'm saying. So like if it was taken during Civil War, all of the stuff with like his legs and everything like that, he might not know that. Like he tried to get up to walk. And if he doesn't realize that he's paralyzed because he was taken so early, that could be an explanation. I'm not too sure, but he definitely doesn't have the use of his legs. And that's why they were carrying him out. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with the Armor's War movie.
He needs a Tony Tech. He needs to get that Sony Tech.
Well, that's the whole point of it, is trying to protect it in some way. There's going to be fighting with wars of armor.
There's going to be some sort of vehicle chase.
Yeah.
Could just be armor.
It was supposed to be a show. Now it's a movie, which I'm happy.
The right decision, most likely.
The right decision. I feel like that's fine. We're already getting Ironheart. We don't need two shows of some like Iron Man legacy type things happening. I'm interested to see what happens with Rhodey. I feel like it was kind of cool that they showed that. And it's like, okay, what does he know? And it could be like a red herring, right?
Mm.
That he just has that on for us to have this conversation. I hope he wasn't taken during Civil War, because that's real messed up and it questions a lot of stuff.
I am happy, though, that we are going to be getting our real Rhodey back.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be nice to just see that character be themselves. Right. Yeah. Whereas, you know, this whole time we knew that it wasn't really Rhodey.
Yeah.
So that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. But now going forward, there's still Skrulls everywhere. So I'm not sure what this even leads to, or if there's even going to be like another rebel faction of Skrulls that are going to happen.
Now it's the Gaia's versus, you know, who knows? Yeah.
What would you rate this series? Scale of 5.
Ay, ay, ay. 2.5.
Wow.
What?
That's interesting. I didn't expect it to be so low.
3?
That's
fine.
That's yours. No.
2.75?
Don't change it because of me. I was just surprised.
2.8888?
I'd give it a 3.
Yeah.
Maybe give it a
Not
3.
Far off.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you can see, we're enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. I think ultimately it was enjoyable. Didn't really stick the landing for me. You enjoyed the fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope to see Sonya Fallsworth at some point.
Totally.
Because Olivia Colman, that's another.
In Sonya, we trust, baby. Yeah. But yeah, I think like out of a thumbs up, thumbs down rating system, I'm doing a sideways thumb.
No, that's not bad.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, I watched it.
Exactly. I can put it on, you know, my Goodreads, yeah. And, you know, TV shows.
Letterboxd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what is coming down the, what's on the menu? What's
the highway?
The programs?
The pike?
Yeah. We are going to have a Barbie review coming out this weekend, I believe. Yeah. We're very busy during the summer. It's very hard for us to like watch a movie, let alone then record an episode. Thanks, Secret Invasion.
I had so much to think about with Secret Invasion. We just couldn't do anything else.
No, I'm just kidding. We're going to let this episode breathe a little bit and then drop our Barbie review because I know quite a few of you have asked us. I'm like posting stuff about like, you know, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. And you're like, are you doing a Barbie review? I'm like, oh my God, guys, yes.
First of all, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret was fire.
It was so good.
It was so good and heartwarming and amazing. Fully, highly recommend.
Yes, yes. And we do have some other fun episodes coming down the order line. I'm trying to do
you
like
keep getting there.
Food stuff, you know.
The menu.
Yeah. So these are the things on the menu. We have a Barbie review coming out. We have some drafts coming out. We're getting a little gamey here. You know, like game. We're playing games with each other.
Who wants to see Derek be stressed? Apparently, Noah.
So we'll do these drafts. They're going to have certain rules, certain themes, whatever. And then we will post our drafts online and you guys can vote which one you like most. Just yes. For fun.
And also, I want to know what you all rate Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
How many stars? How many thumbs?
Comment below.
What direction?
Go on Discord.
Please.
Our Discord. Not just like on
just
Discord.
Just go on Discord. Tell anyone what you think. Any of the servers you're a part of.
All right. So till next time.
Thanks for spending this time with us, folks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to A Bite Of. Artwork and editing by our own Noah. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at A Bite Of Pod and on Facebook at A Bite Of. If you have any questions, recommendations, or just want to say hi, you can contact us on abiteofpod.com. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review to spread the word. See you next time on A Bite Of. Bye.